welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the director of the Boys and Girls Club of Central and Southwest Iowa here in Adair, Lynn Hansen. We're going to be talking about a few events we got coming up the year as a whole so far and the new improvements you guys have here at the center. So lots to talk about. Lynn, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
So first, let's get to those events coming up as they're kind of on the horizon. We want to make sure people are aware of them. And we'll get to the one tonight in a little bit, but let's talk about the ones that maybe you'll have some advance notice on. The first one that we have coming up is the softball tournament here on the 11th, and I kind of want to talk about that and what teams of players, if they're interested, need to do in order to sign up for that.
So we have a slow pitch softball tournament coming up next weekend on the 11th, and teams can range from 8 to 10 players as long as they have 3 girls on the field at all times. We don't care how the team is made up. Individuals that would like to sign up a team to play can contact us here at club. Our phone number is 641-742-3119, or they can email club at bgccswi@windstream.net, and we're happy to get them on the roster.
And we'll put all those contact information on our website as well, just so that you know, that's a kind of a long email. So is there any cost for that sort of thing, or and what's the competition format going to be like?
The competition is registration is $100 per team. It's a little bit different style of a slow pitch tournament than probably most people are used to around here. Instead of, you know, the 3 strikes you're out rule, each player will get 1 pitch and that's it. And whether it's a ball or a strike, they either hit it or they don't. And then at the beginning of each game, the teams have the opportunity to purchase extra pitches for $5 a pitch, and they can buy up to 5 extra pitches for that game, and anybody can use them at any time. So we're definitely using it as a fundraising tool.
It's a very strategic there. You got to make sure you put your thinking caps on, because you only got one chance to make it count. Is there a trophy or bragging rights at the end, or what do the winners get? What's the incentive here?
There's definitely going to be some bragging rights. So we'll make sure and highlight that team on our Facebook page. And then we have some local donors in the area that are willing to give gift cards and such for the winner.
Perfect. And another event you got coming up a little bit later in the month is your Colors and Cocktails. It sounds really fun. The first time when I saw it, I thought, okay, it's probably like another wine and painting type thing. What's different about this event, and anything in particular that these couple of fundraisers will go towards, or is it just going to go to the general club?
It's going to go to our general operating budget. The Colors and Cocktails is a really neat idea because it gets the community involved. It also gives our parents, who might not be able to donate throughout the year, it gives them something to do and also a way to donate back to the club. I think the strategy behind it is you pick out a painting that everybody kind of wants and in their home and something fun to do. So we'll provide basic appetizers and snacks throughout the event. And then Steph Fagan down at Adair Dance Academy has donated the use of her space for us to be at. So that'll be really nice to be kind of in a different atmosphere, a little bit more relaxed atmosphere. It's not here at club. And then individuals that are participating can bring their own beverage of choice.
And once again, is there a registration fee for that, or is that just kind of a free will donation?
It's a $35 flat fee. So it costs us $25 per canvas. So we're profiting $10 per painting. We've had a lot of conversations with other individuals in the community that have asked how it's been going, like what our sign up has looked like, because sometimes those don't necessarily go so well. But we have 36 spots available, and we only have 4 spots open at this point.
That's pretty incredible. It speaks volumes to the community that they want to come out and support this great cause. And don't want to forget about the event coming up tonight at the KC Event Center from 6 p.m. to midnight. Maybe a little bit too late to register your team, but you're going to have kind of a fun family feud competition. Kind of talk about that and how that came about.
So we're really excited about this event this year. We've hosted Fall Bash the last 2 years, and we've had DJ karaoke. We really wanted to find something that got the community more involved and gave them an opportunity to kind of compete in some friendly competition. So we were just with one of our other fundraising committee members. We're at lunch one day and brainstorming what we were going to do for entertainment this year. We didn't want it to be the regular DJ karaoke that was great and very entertaining, but we just wanted something different. And so that sparked the idea behind having a game show. And our committee member, Brandy Rudy, actually came up with the idea of possibly Family Feud. We just kind of took it and ran with it. We've created a presentation on the computer. You know, we're not extremely tech savvy, and that's not something that's in our budget to hire that out. So it's something that we've worked really, really hard on. We utilized 80 different questions that we found on various internet resources and their answers. But then we also, with our entire fundraising committee, brainstormed a list of 20 questions that we could ask that were Adair Casey exclusive. So we actually went out and we pulled 100 Adair Casey residents on 20 different questions. And so those will be highlighted in our presentation tonight. And we're really excited. We have 9 teams already signed up. We actually have the availability for 2 teams to sign up between now and game start. So if you don't have a team yet and you want to, we have 2 spots open. It's $50 a team, and teams are comprised of 5 members.
All right, perfect. And with all these events, it goes to show that you can't do anything without the community support. So you want to just speak on how the community has impacted these events and your guys' involvement?
We are absolutely blessed and humbled by how the community supports our specific Boys and Girls Club. So I go to a lot of regional, national area trainings that national staff come down and speak at and present at. When it's kind of my turn to share our story and who we are, all the other executives are extremely baffled that we're able to basically like stand in a town of 700 people and still be able to operate. So it really speaks highly of our community members and how philanthropic they are and just how supportive they are and how understanding they are of how important this is to keep kids off the streets at home. You know, one of my biggest soapbox points that I stand on is when you live in a small community, you think it's just a quaint, nice, small, great community. And it is. Adair is a wonderful community, but you also don't see a lot of the adversities that these kids go home to. And so it's really, really important that these kids have a place to come and have a place to be. And it's also really important that we have a community that supports us.
This is part 1 of a 2-part interview. Join us Monday for part 2.